Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The first of 5 men accused in an Iron County murder has reached a plea agreement with prosecutors. 19-year-old James Lucier admitted his participation in the killing of Wayne Valerie Jr., whose body was found near Mercer New Year's Day. Investigators say the men who killed the Lac des Flambeaux man thought he was a police informant who had stolen some of their drugs. Lucier will be sentenced November 5th. Lucier's 26-year-old brother Joseph and 27-year-old Richard Allen are on trial starting today. No trial date has been set for 26-year-old Curtis Wolf and 28-year-old Evan Ongst. In late July, End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Coalition Against Domestic Violence, launched a statewide awareness campaign. It's aimed at preventing and bringing awareness to teen dating violence by promoting healthy relationships. The campaign is called Dare to Know and is only focusing on a few communities right now, including Rhinelander, Rothschild, and Ashland. Stephanie Ortiz is the Prevention and Public Awareness Coordinator for End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin.
So we're really starting with trying to inform them by sharing the facts. So right now we know 1 in 5 teens experience dating violence in Wisconsin, and 2 in 3 teens who are in those types of relationships never tell anybody about it. And so we're really trying to inform young people and others about the prevalence of dating violence and the impact it can have on their lives, and not only as individuals but as communities as well.
Ortiz says social media has made this type of teen dating harassment more prevalent.
I think it's a lot easier to type something on a device than saying it to somebody in person. And so, you know, those are just the dynamics that are really, you know, fueling this issue.
They're also encouraging young people to get involved. Those interested in being part of the campaign can sign up for the Dare to Know Teen Ambassador program at their website.
Really hoping young people can carry the message in their communities by like leading small workshop sessions and doing presentations at community events and things like that.
For more information on the campaign, you can go to daretoknowwy.org. Oneida County officials will consider a possible homicide charge after a UTV crash in Nokomis Saturday evening claimed a passenger's life and seriously injured the driver. Oneida County Sheriff's officials say a UTV driven by 47-year-old Brenda Reich of Weston crashed on the Point Road in Nokomis just before 8 p.m. Saturday. The UTV left the road and struck a tree on the right side of the road. 49-year-old Adam Wrights of Athens died at the scene. Reich was also seriously injured. Investigating authorities report alcohol was alleged to be involved in the crash. Portage County authorities are still investigating the death of a 20-year-old man who was hit by a train early Sunday morning. Deputies say the man was hit by a Canadian National Railway train on the tracks in the town of Stockton at about 4:40 a.m. He was flown by Spirit Air Ambulance to Aspirus-Wausau Hospital, where he died. Investigators are trying to determine why he was on the tracks when he was hit and fatally injured. The murder of a Conover woman in 1992 was back in Vinalas County Court last week after a defense attorney filed motions for renewed DNA testing. Danica Jansen was killed in 1992. Her husband, James Jansen, now 52, was charged with first-degree homicide and was found guilty by a jury in 1994. Defense attorney Stephen Wright wants the court to order testing samples again to include touch DNA with the state's position. Attorney Robert Kaiser said that standard testing protocol was followed. Judge Neil Chip Nielsen admitted his knowledge of specific DNA tests was weak, but since both parties filed briefs, he said he would study them and make a ruling later. There's a primary election next week. Meanwhile, new data reveals just how Medicare is for the future of the state. Mary Sherman has the story.
Federal Issues Advocacy Director for AARP Wisconsin, Lisa Lamkin, says Medicare helps cover health care costs for more than 1 million Wisconsinites. But she adds that it doesn't just help older adults get the affordable care they need.
In terms of what it does for our local economy, Medicare invests about $11.6 billion just in the state of Wisconsin. That is a big number that keeps a lot of businesses operating.
Lemkin says thousands of hospitals, nursing homes, doctor's offices, and other large and small businesses are able to keep their doors open because of Medicare, which accounts for nearly 19% of state and local government spending in Wisconsin. Mary Sherman reporting.
Our forecast tonight, some patchy fog after 2 a.m., otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 55. For tomorrow, patchy fog early, otherwise mostly sunny, a high near 76. Wednesday, mostly sunny and a high near 82. Northwoods Cafe is next. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.